Oh my gosh, how is everybody doing today? It is the last day of important conferences for E3. Nintendo kicked it off, and they pretty much just like flooded with their indie game support, which is pretty typical of them. Nothing too like grandiose on that scale, but their main things, as always, that they were like trying to like pitch for, was Pokemon. I'm okay with the new Pikachu Go and Eevee Go. It's a simple Pokemon game for people to like really get reintroduced to the franchise since they're back in Kanto and they're using the Pokemon Go mechanics, which is like pretty popular in itself with people still. But the main seller was the greatest show stealer for them. With the introduction of Super Smash Brothers Unlimited. When I say, as a Smash Brothers fan playing like since the 64, how excited I am and happy that they reintroduced everybody is back. No one got forgotten. Everybody's mains are here, so there's gonna be the best like tournaments coming in, all the fixes that they've done, introducing a little bit of two new characters, or well, technically three if you want to count off Split the Ink Kid from Splatoon. Oh, the Inkling, my mistake. But it added in Daisy as an alter character, like how they have Lucina to Marth, Dark Pit to Pit, and technically what Falco used to be to Fox. I'm happy because Daisy should have been in the game since Melee, to be honest. But the real surprise that caught everybody off guard was the introduction of Ridley. When I mean Ridley from Metroid. A long time wait like wanting character. I believe he was supposed to be in Brawl, but there were some issues that they were having with him. I think it was the size of his model and everything. But he's a phenomenal addition to the game. My main is back, Wolf, so I know I'm gonna be hitting up tournaments later on when the game launches in December. And immediately right off the bat, GameCube controller support. I'm hoping that they have support for like every other way too, Wii U, 3DS, and I can't really think of what the other uses they had. Oh, the Pro controllers. Yeah, I'm excited for a Smash. But all in all, I've been pretty excited for the Smash Brothers news all day. I'm gonna keep saying this again. My main is back. Wolf, come at me. It's just refreshing to see that Sakurai put so much effort into it, knowing that he couldn't get everybody in from the first game, from the last one for the Wii U 3DS. But he did his best, and I'm honestly not expecting him to like put any more DLC characters in there, no additional characters, because he went above and beyond for his fans, and he clearly cares about this of Smash community in general, as well as Nintendo and everyone like supporting Smash Bros. For all these years. But all in all, expectations for the Nintendo press conference, it was Nintendo. I can't beat them up too much, but I would expect them to like. Well, not really expect, but I would hope that they gain more third-party support from other studios. Like, I honestly missed how they used to have like a lot of the games used to be like cross-platform on well, not really cross-platform, but they used to launch on like multiple systems. Like back in the day when Soul Calibur got launched on PlayStation, Xbox, and GameCube all at once, just everybody having their guest characters. I kind of missed that from Nintendo, but. They're pushing more to more Switch support, and I'm pretty okay with that. Like with the Smash news, I'm gonna actually have to go out and get a Switch and get prepared. And I know a lot of people were a bit disappointed the fact that there was no like major Pokemon news, but what can you expect? They told you that they were working on something last year, and this is on what everybody requested, but. We're probably not gonna get any real information on the actual main series Pokemon game until November. That's usually been their like call time, launch time for things. But all in all, I've been pretty happy with the content provided today. Like, pretty chill. I have a reason to go out and get a Switch now and actually use my Amiibos. All right. Well, this has been Jarrell from Dudes and Dorks. Hit us up on Twitter, Dudes and Dorks, Instagram, Dudes and Dorks, and hit me up on Switch if you're ever down to like see me be a terrible gamer. Costa 718. All right, guys, talk to you later. Bye.